Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Good morning. This is Roland. It is about 6 o'clock on the 29th. I think that's right, the 29th of August, that Saturday morning. We have a green light on our pod for the watch. GPS is working, so we're going to get started here. And here we go. Okay. We're going to start out very, very easy this morning. Give you a little bit of an update here in just a minute. Right now, it is, I would say, 95%. As dark as it gets at night. I don't see the sun coming up in any direction. Of course, it rises in the east. But I can tell the sky is just a wee bit lighter, perhaps, but then again, it could be from the lights of the city. As I look up my street, and I'm coming up, street lights are throwing out that yellow light. There's actually some fog literally coming down. This light at the end, as I'm looking, I can see the mist coming down. And as I look in the distance, I can tell we are foggy. Which is a little bit unusual. Don't often run when it's foggy. It's not terrible, but it's like the fog is beginning to settle. It feels pretty humid. 72 degrees. Very, very quiet. Other than the crickets, some frogs maybe. And the sky is totally void, or devoid of stars, or moon, or a lot of times you can see Mars early in the morning. Right now, as I look around, I see nothing but sky. So that tells me we've got clouds. Sun's not up enough to show that. It is to be cloudy today. Partly cloudy. And the high, I believe, is supposed to be around 85. And then it's going to be similar to that tomorrow. And then we're in for a major cool-off. Weatherbug says that we are to be 67 on Monday, 69 on Tuesday, and we're supposed to get down into the upper 50s at night. Excuse me. Bug flew up my nose. So as we're nearing September, is definitely beginning to, you can sense a change in the air. We were in the 90s this week for a couple of days, and it's been in the mid to upper 80s a couple of days. Humid, but there's a change in the air. I'll be, speaking of change, September 1st, I'll be turning 46. So, as I look at the decade of the 40s, I'm now closer to 50 than I am to 40. I can't hardly believe it. But as I told somebody last night, I think it was Dave, my brother, on the phone, I said, you know, that I feel as well as I can ever remember feeling physically. That's true. Physically speaking, and otherwise too, I guess. I feel as strong, as healthy as I've ever felt now. I could get a disease, take me out tomorrow. Hope not. But I'm ready to go. If I have to meet God today, I'm prepared for that. But I'm not ready to go today, as far as wanting to make the trip. I hope to live a while longer, but you never know. Just got to be prepared that today could be your last day. Live like it's your last day, as far as enjoying it and spending time with the family, sharing with each other. But yet, realize, you have to live as if you're planning to be here a while longer. So that's sort of my perspective on that. But had a great week this week, running-wise. It's been 3 days, I think, maybe four since I've run. It has been so hectic. However, one thing I didn't list on my log online that probably would have been able to list, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. First of all, let me say, if you include the race, and we're now Saturday morning, for the last 7 days, 12 hours left to complete that 7 days, I've run almost 8, 6, 14, 24. We will get in about 27 miles this week over the last 7 days, counting today. So that's good. Today I'm planning a long run. I'm not sure how far I'm going to go. Depends on how I feel. I may run. I'd like to do an hour and 45 minutes at least. May do the 2 hours. I'm not sure. I'm officially training now for the half. And of course, I've got the mileage to finish the race. But we'll see how that all turns out. Incidentally, David Yellen, my half marathon buddy from UK, who still looks a little bit lonely on the vlog, need a picture of your most recent race. A race report. It can be very, very simple. Just send me a picture. Name of the race, that type of thing. Report can be a couple sentences. I want to post your picture on the vlog. Add it to David's picture. So let me hear from you on your race report. Go to the blog, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. Click the email me button. Attach a file, photo rather. Very brief description of your race. It can be very brief. If you want to put a WAV file or audio file of some type, MP3, with that, we'll play a minute of that on the podcast. And I do have a sister link where I list the information about the races that I receive. We'll list what you send me. Picture will be on the main blog, and there's the link on there that says Listener's Race Reports. Click on that. We'll put the information that goes with your photo. And we'll also include an MP3 on the podcast. I really don't have the capability to list the MP3 separately, but we'll put it in a show, and you'll hear yourself. That's pretty neat. So I know you're racing. Send me a picture. Incidentally, I was just going to say, David told me that with what I ran at the 10K this past weekend, David from the UK told me that I should break or run 145. I went to a calculator online that tells you what you should do based on your race times for different distances, and he's exactly right. According to that, I should be able to break 146. So we'll see. We've still got that coming up several weeks from now. Okay. We are also got a 5K coming up, which I'll tell you more about that later. We are can't see my watch, it's too dark, but 8 or 9 minutes based on the point I just passed into this run. And feeling reasonably well. Hopefully we'll continue to feel good. Still trying to get warmed up, taking my time. Hope your race, your day rather, your run is going well. If you're running at this point, this moment, if not, hope your day's going good. And glad to have you along with me for this long run. It's always good to know that I'm not running by myself. And I'm sure you can identify with that. Okay. As I was talking earlier, there's one workout that I could have listed in my running journal that I didn't. This has been one of those weeks where a lot of ups and a lot of downs. And I'm sure you can identify with that. Emotionally, there's been a couple of tough situations I've had to deal with, which hopefully are resolved or going to be resolved. But then also had a really nice day on Thursday. The office where I'm on staff, someone gave us a day away, basically. John. Pastor John, thank you. Anyway, we went to Lake Norman, which is in the Charlotte area. It's about an hour and 15, 20 minutes from here. And Lake Norman's a man-made lake that has 550 plus miles of shoreline. It also is the biggest lake in North Carolina. People that live on the lake that we were able to see some of their homes. Joe Gibbs, if you remember him, he used to be the head coach for Washington Redskins, I believe. And now he's involved in NASCAR, has a racing team. Might be Lowe's, I'm not sure. Stock car racing, NASCAR, what used to be Winston Cup, is big, big, big in this part of North Carolina. I couldn't tell you who any of them are other than I can recognize Jeff Gordon or, you know, I know who Richard Petty was. Kyle Petty, who actually has a race for his race for his organization, that it's a camp, Victory Junction Camp. It's a half marathon every December in Randleman, not very far from here at all. And they raise money for kids who have debilitating diseases, conditions. The kids go to camp for a week. It's all paid. Top-notch medical oversight, activities geared toward kids with disabilities, those types of things. So anyway, you know, I know who he is. Plus his house is about 7 or 8 miles from here where Kyle Petty lives. But anyway, at this lake, Lake Norman, where we went, Joe Gibbs lives there. A couple of the Carolina Panther football players, maybe more than a couple. Speaking of Jeff Gordon, we were pointed out where his ex-wife lives. She must have got a big, big settlement on. Anyway, Lake Norman's the kind of place where it'd be interesting to retire there, but I'll never be able to afford it. And that's all right. That's fine. I don't require much. I don't really want much. Other than to know when I lay my head down tonight, I've got peace with everybody. And at this point, I feel good about that. So anyway, I digress very quickly. We went on this trip, rode up, and went to the house where we were staying for the day. Took the boat, pontoon boat, rode 45 minutes. To another point in the lake, way on the other side, and ate lunch at the Rusty Rudder, I believe the name of it. And I had blackened flounder, blackened shrimp, fruit, coleslaw. Man, it was good. So after we ate, we went back across the lake, changed our clothes, and there was seven or eight of us on the trip. Took a speedboat, pontoon boat, two Sea-Doos, which are like jet skis, which we used to ride when I was growing up near the coast. But the Sea-Doos are not made by Kawasaki, they're made by someone else. But they were personal watercraft. Took those out and just spent, I don't know, 3 hours, three good hours. I rode the Sea-Doo, drove it, got up to 62 miles an hour. Pretty cool. And also, I was able to ride the tube behind the speedboat. Me and a friend of mine did it for a little bit, then me and someone else. And finally, I was the only one left that had not been thrown off. So, said that we're going to do a speed run with me on the tube. I don't know how fast we got, but man, there were several times I thought I was going to bust it. But I hung on until finally got thrown off. And just the way I am, I said, well, I won't do that again. So got on it again by myself, pulled around. They began to try to throw me over the wakes of the boat. And I was bouncing like crazy. And eventually, boom, here I go again. It was a lot of fun though. And I swam that day, obviously, holding on to the tube, or handles, and my arms felt like they had a major workout. They were sore yesterday. Today I feel pretty good, but I've never laughed so hard in my life as riding that tube and the Laotian pastor friend Enthala laughing at the top of his lungs, finally getting thrown off. It was a lot of fun. You know, we need those times in life, don't we? Sometimes you just need to chill out and enjoy yourself. Life is too serious for us to worry over it all the time. So I want to encourage you to do that. But anyway, if I could count that as a workout, which I think I could, that was a good one. Okay, I do want to say that had an email from Nigel over at Running from the Reaper. Nigel and I have corresponded back and forth several times. He's beginning a Google group for running podcasters. And Nigel, if you're listening, I want to be a part of that. He said he was literally just subscribing, getting ready to listen to 16. This is episode 17, by the way. I think I failed to say that. And so, Nigel, I hope you're enjoying the show. If you've not been listening to his podcast, he was out for 2 or 3 months. Now he's back. Give it a listen. I think it's runningfromthereaper.blogspot.com. He runs from the UK. A very interesting show. Just one question I have for Nigel. How's your fox doing? The one that your wife feeds sausages to. I haven't had a fox up late lately. We are 55 minutes into this run. Sun's up, completely overcast with fog higher up, but I see no sun, I just know the sky's light. Today, I want to talk to you a few minutes for the last good part of this show. About a topic close to my heart. The topic's coffee, or more specifically, caffeine. I'm a coffee drinker, not quite as much as I used to be, but I like good coffee, and I've drunk enough to pretty well be able to tell the difference between good and bad. I used to say there was no difference. Coffee's coffee. My dad would take instant at the drugstore, filled up a cup with warm water out of the spigot, put instant coffee in it, drank it like it was good. Well, I now know that's not good coffee. We grind our coffee every morning if we can. Don't buy the very most expensive brand. Go to Walmart and pick up some 8 o'clock, especially their Colombian. It's very good coffee. But anyway, caffeine is something that can be very, very helpful. And I'm going to put a link in the blog this week to the article that I get part of this information from. And incidentally, I'll also put a link to the, a couple of photos from the Lake Norman trip. One of me jumping off the boat and one of me sitting on the sea dude getting ready to take off. But I am referencing an article by Dr. Alex McDonald, and I'll give you his information at the blog if you want to know more about him. Coffee, though, is used to boost physical performance, or caffeine, I should say. It's used in energy drinks. It's used in gels. It's used in the Jelly Belly Extreme Beans and other similar supplements. Question will be asked, does it really promote performance? We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Caffeine's a drug that can have adverse effects if it's abused, so we don't want to take too much of it, but just to give you an idea, relatively speaking, how much caffeine is in different things. Coffee has about 12 to 25 milligrams of caffeine an ounce, depending on what the coffee is, how dark the roast is, that type of thing. Whereas tea can have 0 up to 5 milligrams. So tea has very little caffeine when compared to coffee. Colas have 4 to 8 milligrams an ounce. So maybe as much as tea or a little more. And of course, the old favorite, chocolate, has various amounts. I think the darker the chocolate, the more caffeine it's got in it. Chocolate, by the way, is good for you. I'm sure you're aware of that. It has antioxidants. An ounce or two a day is probably not a bad thing. 50 milligrams and above can produce different effects. If you take that much during a run, which the extreme jelly beans have 50, I believe, they increase alertness, they can increase energy, concentration. And while you can take up to 300 milligrams, up to that much, you rarely have any adverse effects. So I'd say 50 to 100 during a workout, maybe 150, depending on how long it is. It's not going to hurt you, I don't think. If you take too much of it, you know this from drinking coffee, it can reduce anxiety, restlessness, or insomnia.
Coffee black, coffee hot, in a cup or in a pot. Bring it out, just try not to spill it. Bring it to my face, down my gullet. Fresh brew's best. Got any more? Give me the rest. 'Cause even bad coffee is good. Weak or strong, I'll drink it all till it's all gone. I'll drink it till it's time for bed. It's coffee for me. Coffee for you. Coffee. Shakes if you keep pouring, I keep drinking. Out in the open air, in some stuffy, smoky cafe somewhere, I don't care, I'll drink coffee anywhere. Out on the street, or with some Europeans, with sweet soul on your dish and bread. This coffee couldn't fix me, something else got stuck. I'm gonna drink coffee till then. This coffee for me.
Sake, we need to take 3 to 6 milligrams for every kilogram of weight, or about 2 pounds seems to produce the best effect. In other words, when I gave you the top end a while ago, you know, 100-150 milligrams, actually 150 pound person, you could consume 225 milligrams up to 450 roughly in a lengthy workout without having any, should not have any adverse effects. And I know from experience that caffeine can produce negative effects as well, other than those mentally related, like the, you know, insomnia, things like that. I remember years ago, thought I was having a heart attack. This was way before I started running. It was way after I had stopped in my teens. And I was heavy. Thought I was having a heart attack. Talked to Cindy about it. Ended up going to the doctor. Did all kinds of tests. Long of it is, they said I had reflux. Put me on medication. Told me to watch certain things. Caffeine was one of them. Incidentally, I'm now about 60 pounds lighter. Sort of watch what I eat, although I still eat hot peppers. I had a jalapeno pepper with my peanut butter and jelly sandwich last night. But generally speaking, caffeine is one of the triggers. But if you have reflux, lose some weight. Put the head of your bed up. Watch the spicy food and the caffeine. Caffeine can affect that. But anyway, overall, caffeine has some positive effects if it's not consumed too much. Late in the day, it, of course, can affect your sleep. I was reading somewhere, not this article, it might have been Runner's World, after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they suggest not taking anything that's known to be caffeine heavy or laden. The doctor told me not to drink anything after like 5 o'clock. Whatever, if at all. He really said stop all your caffeine. Well, I drink coffee now. I love good coffee, as I said, but I don't drink it late in the day as much. Once in a while I will, but I have cut back on it. Maybe it's hot weather, I just don't want it as much right now either. Caffeine can also cause a problem with absorption of nutrients. So you don't want to take your vitamin, for instance, with coffee or tea or some kind of caffeinated drink. You don't want to do that. Since the body adjusts, hey buddy, cute little dog in a fence. Since the body adjusts to caffeine, it's recommended not to take it too often or for a few days leading up to an event. Now, I took the jelly beans before Saturday's race, and I think they helped because that was an exceptionally hard effort under those circumstances. But I believe they definitely gave me a boost. And there's been a lot of discussion about whether caffeine causes dehydration. That is so negligible that the benefits you get from caffeine, the mental alertness, improved stamina, things like that, you don't need to worry about being dehydrated. Drink when you're thirsty. And don't go over an excessive amount during competition or heavy training. You should be fine. It's like the old adage of carbo loading, though. You don't want to eat too many carbs leading up to the day before a big event so your body will absorb more. Seems to be a little truth of that with caffeine. Cut down on it for a week and then take it before that race effort or that hard workout that you're trying to do well at. Been a lot of discussion about that causing dehydration, but again, doesn't seem to really be an issue. Caffeine consumption during exercise improves your performance in several ways. Some I've mentioned, sharpens your focus, perks you up, but more importantly, it helps the body produce more power. It reduces the pain and hard efforts, and it may even tap fat for fuel during exercise. So caffeine's not just a shot in the arm, kicking the butt, hey, this is helping. It's more than that. You need to be aware of that. Caffeine is a stimulant, can boost athletic performance if you consume it in the proper amounts. It needs to be used sparingly during training, unless it's a key workout, a long one, such as today, where, for instance, at 45, 46 minutes, I took a gold honey stinger. That is the gel electrolytes without the caffeine. And I also have a strawberry in my pouch that I'll be taking in about an hour and a half. I don't even take caffeine over the long run unless it's toward the end, because I don't want my body to get too dependent on it, and I rarely, if ever, take it during anything shorter than an hour and a half, unless it's a race, pre-race. Now, when I run the half, I'll probably take caffeine before 45 minutes into it and the hour and a half mark, because at that point, I want everything I can get from it. But I'll probably stay away from it completely 2 days leading up to the half. So use it wisely. It definitely can help. It's legal. It's a natural substance in coffee. They don't add it to it. Tea, things like that. I know they add it to soft drinks, but you get the idea. And then I just want to give you an idea about some of the things that have caffeine in them that we use. Give you an idea so you know whether that'd be a good choice for you in your workout or not. Energy drinks have 12 to 26 milligrams an ounce. That's about like coffee. And of course it varies. Honey stingers, the ginseng, and the strawberry flavors are the only ones with caffeine. They have about 32 milligrams in a pouch. And again, I took the one without caffeine a bit ago, and I'll take the caffeine strawberry here in about another 23 minutes. The jelly bean, Jelly Belly Extreme beans, cherry and watermelon have 50 milligrams per pouch, which is like a good stout cup of coffee. Let me tell you, the jelly beans, I have to be honest with you folks, I think they work. And then the goo packs. Strawberry, banana, lemon, lime, don't have any caffeine. Orange, vanilla, chocolate, tri-berry, plain. I'll have 20 milligrams of caffeine in a packet. Goo's espresso love flavor has 40 milligrams of caffeine. So you can tell that the regular caffeinated goo packs don't have much caffeine, really, not a lot. But the last one, the Java flavor, it does. Okay, I think we're going to take a break here, come back toward the end of the run. I do just want to mention I'm supposed to run a 20-minute tempo run here. I think I'm going to get ready and try to do that. And then we'll catch up at the end of this run with you as we close out this episode. And by then I will have had a shot of caffeine. Maybe we'll be feeling better ourselves. Okay, we'll be back in just a minute. We are 10 minutes out of the tempo run. I ran it from hour and 12 minutes to hour and 33 minutes. So about a 21-minute tempo run. Wasn't busting it, but pretty good clip. Surprised that I felt that well. But recovering for the last few minutes. Whew. Be honest, it's been a little slow. But I'm starting to feel it a little bit better. About an hour and 43 minutes now into the run. A couple quick notes before we go get Odie. Got a race coming up, 19th of September. If you go to the bog on the left, it's the Warren Reeves, R-I-V-E-S, I believe, 5K. I've run the race 3 or 4 times in years past, but not last year. I think based on my tempo runs and the one-day-a-week speed work that I'll start this coming week, I think I should have a pretty good 5K time, I would believe. And also, I'm going to be interviewing the person in the hospital that sponsors the race. It's in like his 23rd year. Got an interview with her. We'll be playing a week or so ahead of the race. And anyway, be looking for that. Also, had a brief conversation with Derek at the Bicycle Toys and Hobby shop here in High Point. And they have a brother, Dale, who's into biking, seriously. They sell bikes, scooters, all that type of stuff. Dale's looking for a partner to run at some biathlons. Well, you guys at the bike shop, I know you listen to the show sometimes at work. I have it up on the computer if you're hearing this. If it's not Dale's day off, Dale, if you're hearing this message, this podcast, give me a call. I'm not going to give you my number, but you can find it. I'd love to participate in a biathlon doing the running leg. I would love to do that. So let me know. All right. We're going to wind this up. We got about 15 minutes left. Go get Odie. Sun's up. Very overcast. Sort of hot. I can see the sweat, salt rather, on my shorts, and I can feel it on my face. Taste it. I took the caffeine stinger 10 minutes ago. We'll see how it goes. Right now I'm feeling pretty good, but this has been a rather demanding, well-timed workout. So we're going to wind it up and take Odie for a walk. We just finished, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes ago. Man, I am absolutely soaked. A little bit zonked. Odie, come on. I've been in a house to get Odie, and while I was in there, I grabbed a handful of almonds, salted almonds. Because obviously you want some salt and... Come on, Odie. And protein. So I ate a handful of almonds. Grabbed some Fit2Go Fitness water, which is a store brand near here that we get. The same thing as Propel, which I like. I know it doesn't have much calories in it, which I probably need at the moment, but it does have some sodium and other things like that in it, which are good, and it helps me control the amount of calories that I get in. But just want to encourage you to keep going. By the time you hear this, I will be 46, and while I certainly am not a big deal running, for a 46-year-old man, it amazes me what our bodies are able to do, what they're capable of. Because I'll be honest with you, on some of these longer runs, it really starts hurting a little bit, but you keep going, and you realize, you know what, you're limited by not just your body in a way, but even more than that, I think you're limited, come on, Odie, by your mentality. If you think you can do it, you can probably do it. And so I want to encourage you to keep going, whether you're 16 or 46 or 56, as far as that goes. Come on, Eddie. Also, if you would, go to the blog, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. Got a lot of things there for you to go around, check out, rather. Take a survey, send me an email, subscribe to the podcast with iTunes or feed reader, things like that. Main thing, go there and drop me a message. Send me an email, let me know you're listening. Send me your race information, as is explained there and I explained earlier in this particular episode. Go to iTunes for me if you would, and give me some stars, a review. I'd appreciate it. We're picking up in numbers every week a little bit. That's encouraging. I know there are quite a few people listening. I want to thank you for that. Share the podcast with others that you think might be interested. And if I answer any questions for you, get those to me. Send them to me. And I'll do my best to get back to you as quickly as possible. Okay, today, I'm going to let you know what we did. We ran 2 hours and 1 minute and 5 seconds. Covered 13.16 miles. And the average pace was 9, I think it said 9:11. 9:11 for 13, just over 13 miles. So that's good. We'll be ready for the half, I think. All right, that's it. We're going to get out of here. I'll see you in 7 or 8 days. So glad to have you along. Let me hear from you. Thanks for being with me on this long run. And we'll talk to you again soon. Hope your running's going well. Hope your training's going great. And as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Have a good week, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the 20 Minute Runner podcast. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. You can find information about the music used and items mentioned in this episode in the show notes at the blog. All music used in the 20 Minute Runner podcast is protected under a Creative Commons license. Some of the music provided is from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. The opening and closing tracks are from Jamendo.com. At the blog, you can subscribe to the podcast with iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. Leave a comment or send me an email. Simply click the Email Me button. Please feel free to send an MP3 or WAV file as an attachment. We may play your audio clip on an upcoming episode. I also want to encourage you to send a photo and race report from your most recent race to share with other listeners. You can find more information at the blog. I want to hear from you and know your thoughts about the program. I've really enjoyed sharing with you this week and look forward to running with you next time, and trust that your training is going well.
Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.